The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 17. Once for All. The sacrifices of Israel's priests were never ending. Day after day, year after year, the altar ran red. Each animal offered brought another brief reprieve from ritual impurity, another temporary shield from the consequences of sin. But the shadow could not last forever. Only the substance could end the cycle, the endless shadow. Hebrews 10:11 describes it plainly. Every priest indeed stands daily doing the service and offering often the same sacrifices, which never are able to take away sins. Those sacrifices worked like patching an old roof in a storm. Water still got in, and the repairs had to be repeated. They were never meant to solve the problem, only to point toward the one who would. The single, perfect offering. The perfect lamb's sacrifice is not one more link in an endless chain. It is the final act, the cure that never needs repeating. Once his blood was poured out, the antidote was complete. No further payment, no ritual repetition, no supplement is required. This is why Hebrews 9:26-28 stresses that Christ did not need to suffer repeatedly. He was manifested once for the repudiation of sin through his sacrifice, and will be seen a second time, apart from sin, to those awaiting him. The permanence of the cure. If the blood of Christ is the antidote, then the cure is permanent. You don't need to be redosed every time you falter. You don't fall in and out of God's favor with every success or failure. The cure is written into your very identity, secured by the perfect human's own life. This reality is liberating. It frees you from fear-driven religion and calls you into grateful trust. You don't strive to earn God's approval. You live in the light of the approval He has already secured for you in His Son. Living in the once. The once-for-all nature of Christ's offering should shape how we see ourselves and how we see others. If His blood was enough for you, it was enough for them. If His work cannot be undone in your case, it cannot be undone in theirs. Our champion didn't simply win the victory, he ended the war. The battlefield may still echo with skirmishes, but the outcome is sealed until he appears again. Now we wait, not for the cure, but for its full unveiling. The day is coming when what is true in spirit will be seen in fullness, when the antidote's effect is visible in every corner of creation. Until then, we walk in the confidence of a finished work, trusting the one who gave his life to make it so. Chapter 17. Key takeaways. Your old sacrifices had to be repeated endlessly. O Christ's blood applied the permanent cure once for all. O. The outcome is secure, and the war is over.